Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to respond to Betsy of Madison, a great listener of this station and a very faithful caller in. I want to say a few things, Betsy. First of all, no one dislikes AOC. She's a very engaging individual. I think she is smart. I like her personally. However, let me give you an example. You know, you talked about the police. There are a handful of sadists who become police officers because they want the thrill of the ultimate hunt. They want to kill a human being and get away with it. The ultimate quarry, the ultimate game. I've said that before. Have you ever heard anyone else say that in the Democratic Party? No. You haven't heard AOC say that either. What I also think, though, is 98% of police officers don't shoot people in the back for traffic stops. When they go into an alley and there's a flash of metal, they're 25 years old, they have a wife and a couple of kids at home, what are they going to do? That's a different story. My cousin and my uncle were police officers. Fine, excellent people. That's what we want. Got to weed out the sadists. Now, how do we weed out the sadists? We weed out the sadists by cracking down on a number of things. If you shoot an unarmed person, there's a presumption of your discharge, and the case will be turned over to a federal prosecutor who isn't subject to bullying because he's an elected officer. And charges will be brought where appropriate. The police chief will be fired too, there's a presumption, unless he can show, she can show, that in good faith, they instructed officers about what they can't and shouldn't do, and he weeded out the bad apples. And the police union would be confined to negotiating on wages and benefits. You would no longer legally be able to have a police officer, union officer, get up in front of the media and blast the mayor and the police and fire commission and the alderman and stop providing services to aldermanic districts where the aldermen didn't vote the way they wanted. We put an end to that. I would run it like the military. Generals and admirals don't put up with that kind of stuff from privates and sailors, period, end of story. You've never heard AOC say that. But here's what they did do, and here's what I'm getting at. Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, and by the way, this business of the Green New Deal is largely the Democratic position on climate that for some time, all these Republican lies about taking away your hamburger, I'm not talking about that. That's just smoke put up by people. But here's what happened. Nancy Pelosi put in a bill, $1.6 billion, to shore up the Capitol Police, not the regular police. Capitol Police don't go around shooting people in the back for traffic violations. They're there to protect the Capitol. And they got overrun. One of them lost an eye, one of them was stabbed to the pole, and two of them were beaten over the head with lead pipes. Dragged down the stairs, their heads bumping on the stairs. So Pelosi and the Democrat, I'm talking about virtually all the Democrats, except six, and I'll describe that, said we have to train them better. We have to increase their number. We have to have barriers so that if these crowds do that, we have ways to stop it and training and a lot of other things, better wages and benefits for the Capitol Police. And guess what? Ilhan Omar, Cori Bush, and Ayanna Presley voted no with the Republicans. Every Republican voted no. Everyone, including Gymnasium Jim GYM Jordan, Gates, Gomar, Gossert, Nunez, Mo Brooks, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, also Ilhan Omar, Cori Bush, and Ayanna Presley. It looked like it might not pass. The other three members of that crowd were AOC, Rashida Tlaib, and Jamal Bowman of New York. They met with Nancy Pelosi to negotiate. Their stated position was, these are police officers. We don't want to give money to any police officer. Are you kidding me? The guys that had their eyes gouged out and stabbed with a pole trying to protect these people? Are you kidding me? Anyway, Pelosi, who's a master at this stuff, I would not be a master of this stuff. It'd be very difficult for me to do that kind of a negotiation. Came up with something or other. So AOC, Rashida Tlaib, and Jamal Bowman still didn't vote for it, but they voted present. They didn't vote against it. We only have an 8-seat majority, and 5 seats are unfilled. They're vacant. If all 6 of them had voted against it, it would not have passed. By having 3 of them vote against it, this is all cooked up in the parking lot, and the other 3 voting present, which is technically not a no vote, it passed 213 to 212 by 1 vote. That is wrong. That is wrong. This business of defund the police should not apply to the Capitol Police. It should not apply to the 98% of good police officers who deserve good pay and benefits, training. It should. That's what we're, when you talk about they're shooting people for no reason, you're right. That's what I'm talking about. You've never heard anybody in the Wisconsin Democratic Party, statewide or anywhere else, or the squad speak as bluntly as I do about police shooting people in the back and strangling them. Have you ever heard any of them use the word strangle? Shooting in the back? I think we have to understand what's going on here. So the fact is AOC better than Marjorie Taylor Greene? Of course she is. Is there any comparison? Of course not. Marjorie Taylor Greene is a sick individual who proposed the assassination of Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama. She should be in prison. But I'm not going to have a handful of people in the Democratic Party suddenly think that they can hold the whole party hostage over something like this. And let me tell you something. This happened in New York in the state Senate in the past 10 years. It was finally corrected by an overwhelming Democratic surge. There was a slight Democratic majority in the state Senate in New York, just slight. There's an overwhelming Democratic majority in their assembly. And of course, we had the governor. A half dozen or so Democratic state senators, largely from the city of New York, went to the Republicans and cut a deal, a shabby, stupid deal, and voted with the Republicans. So the Republicans controlled the state Senate for years and stopped a lot of legislation. We're not having this. What I'm saying is I want the days of Franklin Roosevelt, Harry Truman, and John F. Kennedy back. People who ran the Democratic Party as a Democratic Party and didn't have this shenanigan. It has nothing to do with Antifa. Not mentioning that at all. It has nothing to do with climate. What it has to do is what I've talked about, and this is an example. And thanks for calling in. This is a great dialogue. We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. No satisfaction.